Wait, this is the show. Okay, is this on? Yes. Why no sound? We just had it working, and now clicker don't work.
Hang on.
Get ready, it's time to start the show. I'm going to make a brief announcement before
I wish
we...
you wouldn't, Paul. Yeah, but... I mean, where are we? Where are we?
What, professionally? In our lives?
In the story of this bit we're doing, this so-called live cold open, where are we residing?
We're backstage.
We're pretending to be backstage. Yes, but why are we broadcasting to them? Are we like the MC?
Yes.
Like,
yeah, we're getting people to settle down and get ready for the show.
Well, that was never made clear to me. Right, it was never made clear to me.
Shut up.
Oh, fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cheap Show Live at the Cheerful Earful Podcast 2024. Way! Now, before we get going, it's worth noting for you to take turn your phones off or put them
Why?
On silence, because I don't like it and no
They're
one else does.
They're going to have to have their phones on when they fact check you.
Fact check you. Fact check you. Right.
Ooh, the hatred already.
And yes, you are. Right, and also, this podcast is going to have loads of bad words in. And
like
probably
what?
Like fuck.
Well, this has gone well.
Oh, this hasn't gone well. All of these are awful, and you're awful, and we're awful, and this show is awful. So let's just start this awful show and go home. All right?
Start the show and go home.
Eli,
start it and then go home.
Yeah, start it. Well, get it going.
Haven't we started it already?
Get it going and then fuck off. Just leave it to them to do.
Who?
The guests.
Who we got guesting?
We're not doing this now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cheap Show. It's live. It's happening.
Here we
it's
come.
Now.
Press the fucking credits.
All Gannon. Iggy Eli Silverman. Welcome to Cheap Show.
Sources and words and phrases.
Two things I'm responsible for.
Chodney Boroff.
I hate you. You're fucking usual posse.
Cheap Show tonight.
It's the price of shite.
Welcome to Cheap Show.
I shouldn't use the 1 minute version of that song. I should have used the 15 second one. Fuck, what's all this? I thought we'd do Daft Punk on a budget. Hello, welcome to Cheap Show Live!
Knobhead, how fucking hard is it to look at the five microphones and pick one up and say, hello everybody, I'm Eli Silverman, an unprofessional bellend.
Hello.
Say something!
This is not fucking the slowest, fattest magic mic show. Turn it off. Cheap Show is the economy comedy podcast where weekly we go for the bargain bins, the charity shops, and the poundlands of Great Britain to find the fun of the fuel.
Hi, everyone.
No! Not in the middle of...
You're a little bit
my...
out of breath there, Paul. Look, there's a picture of a willy.
There's a willy picture. What does that say?
Chonk.
Chonk. Chonk.
That's it. That's right. Chonk. That's right.
No, that's great. I love our legacy is the word chonk. I like when people go, oh, what was that podcast you like? The chonk one.
Listen, most podcasts don't have a word like chonk. We've got several.
Go on.
Boroff.
Yeah.
Chodney. Exactly. Spangle.
No, not inventing stuff.
Spangle's a real word.
Cockabonkers. Great, we're finally getting to Ted Rogers territory. Anyway, hello, welcome to the show. So tonight on the show, we are going to be pitting two wonderful comedians against one another in a Cheap Show battle royale as they do their best. I'm out of fucking breath.
Every single time it's the same. You really...
Yeah. You know why? It's because I put effort into things. I come on, I gave it the full beans. As, hello. Hello.
It's known as a measured gratification.
What is?
Look, it's basically, imagine, right? Yeah. You're a little child, there's a cookie.
Right.
You've been told there's lots more cookies later. You just, we'll leave you for a minute.
What's going on? Susie, what's going on?
You've taken the cookie.
I haven't touched the cookie.
You fucking have!
What cookie?
The metaphorical cookie, Paul.
Yeah, and I can't see metaphorical.
That's what I mean.
Cookies.
You spunk it all. You always do this at the beginning of the show. That's why you're out of breath. I've got, look, I've got plenty energy today. What's this? Look at this. Yeah. Fucking look at this. Come on, bring the fucking guests on.
Wait. Calm your horses.
Ooh, I'm ready, baby. Cello, splash.
I mean, thank you all for coming, but I do hate myself and this show. So, you know. So, yes, we're going to put two brilliant comedians that have been on the podcast before against each other in a Cheap Show battle royale. We go through loads of rounds, and there will be... a big finale, isn't that right?
There is an incredible finale planned.
No, that's all we can say. But it's been long coming. Do you want to make a joke about the word?
No, I'd like to say one thing, though.
Yeah.
Imagine you were christened Van Heyer.
Like, my name is Heimlich Van Heyer.
Another thought that occurred to me today.
Oh, that's it. That's the thought. I thought that was going to go somewhere like, oh... If his first name was Bedford.
Do you remember Timotei?
What is this, a Peter Kay set? Do you remember Timotei?
It said take two bottles into the chair.
No, that was
not
Head
one.
And Shoulders.
Sorry.
So you don't remember Timotei?
Head and Shoulders.
Yeah.
It goes, ooh, take two bottles into the shower. As if that was shameful. I don't fucking care.
I'm sorry, is it 1992 and you're doing a stand-up set?
I can take two, I can handle two bottles.
I didn't get Impulse, you know, the spray.
Yes.
The advert were like, men can't help acting on impulse. And I'm like, there's something dodgy about that statement.
It was women who couldn't help acting.
No, men couldn't help acting on impulse.
Oh, and then they get the flowers. Yeah, you're
yes,
right.
Yes, they call it the Cosby routine these days. I could have done P. Diddy, but I don't know too much about that. Anyway, all dirty bastards. Right.
Right, it's very sweaty, isn't it?
I'm caked in a layer of my own innards. I could have phrased that better, yes. All right, well done. What? Good night! Right, should we get off? Well,
I'm up for it.
It's time to get our guests on. Now, our first guest is, in the past, we've called him a fair weather co-host. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that laugh basically said everything I needed to. But, you know.
Infrequent. I think the word is infrequent.
Infrequent, and as in he's been in about 5 of the 400 episodes we've done.
He's a big name in Cheap Show lore. Everybody.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he hacked your hat. He cut your arm off once.
That's true.
He went murderous.
He murdered Biffo.
He murdered Biffo.
Yeah, he's been a character, hasn't he? So let's get him on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fairweather co-host Ash Frith. Grab a mic, mate.
All right. Two bottles into the shower was wash and go, not Head and Shoulders. For
a
start.
Ah, you total prick!
Obviously. Yeah, but you're a fucking total prick for not getting it either.
Head and Shoulders was that thing where he's like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Would you like some...
That was the advert.
Salt bait.
And that's Sorry. The worst thing you've ever said. Secondly...
Yeah.
He said the Van Heyer thing, and you offered up Heimlich Van Heyer, which isn't... Like, Laurie Van Heyer would have worked, because that's an actual name.
Okay, but you can fuck off now.
Heimlich, yeah. I'm getting something now. Heimlich Van Heyer. He could be an Austrian superhero.
Could he?
Yeah, strudel. He could have a strudel cannon.
Yeah. I think that...
in his britches.
No one needs me here.
I think you've moved away from the van hire part of the aspect
no,
of the
joke. No, it's just an Austrian word that sounds like van hire in English.
Van hire might not be an Austrian word, though. It's two English words that you've chosen to hyphenate.
What about chum grape?
Yeah, bang on it. Yeah, he's Austrian. Heimlich chum grape, that works actually. You've put it together. You've pieced it together.
What's coming up on the show, Paul?
What?
We haven't gotten there yet.
I'm just trying to move it on.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, you've lost something.
I've lost me clicker.
Oh, I turned up to the venue, Paul was running around. I thought he might be a ghost because he looked directly through me and I couldn't actually track him down and stop him. I was like, Paul! And then you just left me and then Eli turned up. I thought you might have died and been a ghost.
No, I just ignore the little people along the way, don't I? Oh, fuck off. This isn't a panto. We're not doing this again. I get it. I'm the bad guy in this. It's fine. I don't need to hear it back from you.
I don't want to, like, set you, like, put you off, Paul, at all, but when I said, when are the people coming in, he referred to you as scum.
No, I... Awful scum.
Awful scum.
No, Ash, today you are going to be our score master.
Thank you.
You have a... Tell him how important the job is.
Ash, it's very important that you do this accurately. Lives are on the line.
Are they?
Yeah.
Whose?
Ours, professionally. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Our professional careers are all based on your numeric skills.
Paul genuinely messaged me this week and said, you have to take this seriously.
I do.
Which I just don't believe.
Does he not understand the power of Petwing?
Mate, you are holding the Petwings in your folded wings.
I've heard the podcast. Don't you worry about that.
In your veiny, bat-like, membranous wings. You nestle. You will be nestling metaphorical Petwings within your bat-like, veiny wings.
I don't know about this anymore.
Too late, mate. You're on stage now. So I've given you a pen. There's some paper there. You're going to be making notes. Now,
did anyone see him give me a pen?
I gave you it backstage.
I bought my own pen.
Well done.
Don't say it's your own pen, you lying tosspot. I gave you that. And you can write on the back of that. That's got...
You haven't given me paper. That's the running order of the show.
Yeah, that's the paper. Use the back of it.
So I hold it like this.
Oi, Ash, come on, behave.
I will orally castrate you if you don't behave.
It's all right.
I got it.
Just give the fucking point.
I got it for you.
I'm going to have to...
Why have you drawn a picture of tits?
to see a pair.
Paul, I don't think we need the person pumping steam in.
What's going on with this?
I think it might be my sweat evaporating.
There's people in this room that have never heard this podcast before and they are sick.
Out of interest, is anyone here today who has never heard Cheap Show before and just come because they wanted to?
I saw. Genuinely, you don't need to ask. I can look into their eyes and already know.
I literally saw the, what the fuck's this looking
this guy,
face?
This guy here has said sorry to the person next to him 8 times since I've been on stage.
That sounds
like,
about
literally,
right.
I'm sorry. And he went, we can go whenever you want.
No, you can. Just say out loud, I'm off to the toilet, and then never come back.
No one would ever do that during a show, would they, Eli?
Especially, you know, like 5 minutes in.
A lot of people don't understand anti-comedy bits that you...
Anti-comedy bits is what you call your droppings.
Yeah. Right.
Ooh, there's my anti-comedy bits.
Well, look, I'll just like reassure everyone.
Yeah.
Downstairs, bum, uptight.
Uptight?
Downstairs, bum, uptight.
Clean as a whistle.
Make a note of that.
Do you remember that Asmod song with the same title?
Yeah. I like that.
Clean.
Bruno Mars did it.
Yeah.
Clean.
Yeah.
As a whistle.
I can attest. I was in the dressing room with Eli. I saw it. Absolutely spotless, to be fair. Gleaming.
I was winking at him in the mirror.
Right, sit
he got,
down.
He backed up and actually got stuck onto it like a Garfield toy.
Ash,
sit down. Sit down. We need to get the show going. We can't talk about your winking arsehole all night.
Why is it so hot?
Because it's hot in here.
It's meant to be winter time.
Shut up. Right, so we got our scoremaster. Now we need our contestants. So let's bring on our first. He's been in quite a few episodes. He's been in the Golden Quest 3. He's been in the award show. He was in Eurovision. I don't know. He's been in loads of stuff, but he's here again now tonight. Please welcome actor, comedian, and all-round sex man, Ethan Lawrence!
Came on the wrong side, really, because the mic was here.
How you doing, Governor? You all right?
I'm good. How are you, Paul?
I mean, I look like shit.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've seen you. What have you been up to since we last met?
Well, I did a horrible science. That's exciting, isn't it, boys and girls?
Well, you did that. Wait, sorry, you did a horrible science. What, like eugenics?
Yes. Yeah, I've pivoted.
Right.
The acting wasn't working out.
So you've gone
to eugenics. So I'm into gene splicing now.
Don't know what that sounds
like. That's very Rick Mayall.
No, it wasn't Rick Mayall. No, we all know what that noise was.
What?
We all know what that noise was you just made.
Yes, I know.
It was Jimmy Savile, everyone.
So glad I came on during this.
Yeah, thing. I know. Yeah. So, horrible science is like horrible histories, but with science.
Yeah, you summed it up, yeah.
Good.
That's the pitch.
And what kind of characters have you been?
I was Alan Turing. I did Alan Turing.
Oh, I thought you meant the footballer for a minute, like Harry Shearer.
I did Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the internet, without which there'd be no Cheap Show, you're welcome.
So it's a kind of a poison chalice, isn't it, that one?
Yeah, very much so.
Just a little bit of that.
I really, really resisted it, but you know, it's...
Well, it's good to have you back on the show.
It's just good to be back.
It's good to be having you
back. And we're live!
Horrible science, is that like nuclear bombs?
Hey. Just don't.
Okay.
So, what charity shop item did you bring to show off as your introduction today?
Okay, you didn't tell me to bring one.
You said you were going to send an email to us.
I did,
Susan.
That email.
Do you know what, I'm actually going to get the email up now.
You sent an email to him.
I did.
So I know you're doing a bit, but I'm going to get the email up now.
No, yeah, we're doing a bit, so
confirm
this.
No, I sent it.
Here we go.
It's not a bit.
Here we go. Basically, as before, you don't need to prep anything. Just be on time.
Yeah, but then there's one for me.
There should be one from him that says to bring an item.
Hang on, I'll check my junk. Viagra Cialis.
I'm just checking your junk. Ha 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 ha.
Don't do that.
Talk about horrible science.
Oh, here we go. Yep. No, you were redirected to my junk. As per, that's what she said.
I've got a head rush.
So, have you brought an item?
No.
Okay, well, then we'll have to just skip that. Well,
but do you want... I mean, I've got my parking receipt.
It's fine. We need to get on with the show anyway. Thanks for...
Sit down.
We'll give you the money for that.
Oh, thanks, mate.
He will give you the money for that.
It's £5.
I have terrible wind. Right. And now, I shouldn't really go, I've got terrible wind, and then bring on our next guest.
That's horrible science.
Yeah, it really is.
Hey-o!
It covers so much, doesn't it? Horrible science.
I had horrible jostulation deep down.
Oh, mate, are you going to be the one who puts it?
No, I'm not. I'm not tagging you out on that. Anyway, our next guest. Been on the show many times. Fantastic singer, fantastic actor, fantastic all-round human being. You've seen her. We've seen her. Let's see her again. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest to round out the Cheap Show, it's Suze Kempner!
Suze Kempner, everybody!
Thanks. Hi. Hey, whoa, no way.
So I was going to say, what thing did you bring for Cheap Show? But I'm presuming you did anyway.
This and these.
Oh, charity shop.
Someone's doing well. Yeah.
It's a love. You haven't done fashion on Cheap Show before, have
you? I got this yesterday in a charity shop.
Nice.
Again, we haven't done fashion on Cheap Show before.
It was £3 reduced from £7.75.
What the hell? What mad people were turning down that at £7.75, Eli?
Well, it's a long list. How are you doing anyway? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, it's been a while. I'm all right. We're all alive and everything's fantastic.
Paul, what are you doing?
That sounds like self-denial. What are you doing?
I want to get a viewpoint.
Of what?
The guest.
He said he's got terrible wind and you've just gone directly.
Yeah.
He was clearly shaking one out that entire time.
You will get a mouth of arse meat if you're not careful.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
What? So, right, okay. First of all, tell me some of the amazing things you've got on eBay in fashion, because we've always seen this and you go, oh, I've got a Ralph Lauren hat.
That, like, it wasn't a hat. Oh. Right, I really wanted a cool trouser suit. Basically, this is 5 years ago and I've never got over it. I started rereading Julie Cooper again because I'm fat. Oh, brilliant. She's back in the news, so I don't look like
Why
a weirdo.
Why is she in the news?
Because she's got a new show out. She's not pedo or anything.
Give it time.
She's just got a new show out. Anyway, someone said they were wearing a silk trouser suit, and I thought, oh, that'd be nice to have. And I found a Ralph Lauren one on eBay, and it was so nice that I went, right, it was on at 99p with a week to go. I put a bid on of, no, it was on at £9.99. I put a bid on of £400 because I was like, this will be a perfect item to last me forever. I can have it, you know, tailored to fit me perfectly. This will be like the best item in my wardrobe. I won it for £9.99.
That's some hardcore thrifting.
Didn't even need it tailored. It fits perfectly. And designer clothes are amazing. They feel like pajamas. So much so that I've been drunk in that and fallen asleep. No problem, son.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
We both hope that you both have a lovely time tonight. And indeed, everyone here has a lovely time tonight.
Good luck, guys. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. Thank you.
Why are you so much friendlier to the other people than me, though?
Why am I on my own? You need to concentrate on getting the scores right. Are you observing?
But just be kind.
No. How can you listen to 400 episodes of this stupid fucking podcast and say, just be kind?
Oh, yeah.
You're certainly never kind, are you?
Prick.
Point of order as well.
Yes.
It's not tonight, it's 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Mentally,
it's 1:30
in the afternoon.
It's night time in my head.
Mentally, it's the afternoon.
Depression.
Be right. A good chap.
So, here's what's going to go on. We have got 4 rounds of Cheap Show for you to play tonight.
Four rounds.
That could lead to a tie.
It's not That's tonight. True. Stop saying tonight.
Today you'll be playing 4 rounds of Cheap Show. What's going to happen is within those rounds, you will be earning betwings.
Ooh.
The most betwings won in that round wins you the round. For every round you win,
no,
it will benefit.
No, Paul, no.
Yes,
no,
it
no,
is.
No,
don't
no,
you dare.
No,
don't you dare.
Calm. If you remember,
yeah.
As per our discussion,
yeah.
They are not betwings. They get one symbolic betwing if they win the round. The points in the round are not betwings.
You they get points.
What about in Price of Shite? Are they betwings?
Huh?
If we're doing Price of Shite,
no,
are those
they're not. No, they're not real betwings.
What?
It's a special version of the show.
Yeah, but in Price of, I get that for like the rounds.
I
understand that.
In
Price of Shite, surely they're actual betwings.
No, that's not the. Talk to the boss, because I mean, you know.
Paul.
What?
Oh my God.
They're booing. Salvage this.
I don't think the podcast is going
right,
very well.
No.
It would have been stupid to have arranged this beforehand.
Right. Right, I got it. In each game, you will earn betwings. The most betwings earned in the game will win you the round. However many rounds you win will depend on what happens in the finale.
But are the betwings real or are they symbolic?
They're not. He's being a dick.
Okay, but you asked me to ask the boss.
We don't know.
I'm asking the boss.
I'll tell you why you're being a dick, Paul. I'll tell you why. If you want me to tell you,
Can't just be us talking about betwings for 90 minutes.
Then settle the argument.
Let me clear it up then.
Manage. You're a manager, manage.
I'm going to slap my belly in a minute.
No.
I'm going to slap it.
Don't.
I will slap my fucking
belly
raw.
Don't start slapping your belly raw.
When daddy don't get it.
You should have seen him. Don't.
But before the show, he had to kneel down and he got up and he went, oh, I'm 46.
Age is a cruel fucking mistress. It really
is. It was really
is.
Sad. I didn't like seeing it. And I just...
No one likes seeing it.
It's like seeing Santa die, isn't it? It's like that.
I was like, this man was my hero, and now I found out he's 46.
And meanwhile, other side of the room, Eli's got his arse out in the mirror.
Yeah,
it's
but
quite,
that was
it's
good.
Quite a green room. Quite a green room. Yeah.
Now.
We've got to get on.
Brown room.
We've got to get on, mate. Now, Eli, get
can
it
I
on.
Can I just... I just need to clear this up.
Go, do it.
You'll be playing... against each other 4 rounds.
Yeah.
Within the rounds, you score points.
Betwings.
No.
In Price of Shite, though.
And if you win a round overall...
Yeah.
That's a betwing. Is that right?
Why are you saying, I'm going to tell them and then turn to me and say, is that right? When I was saying what I thought was right to... You know what? Let's just fucking crack on, because I am not doing the between conversation for 90 minutes. Fine. I don't want the legacy of this to be you stabbed me in the temple because we fell out over betwings. All right? Can we just move on?
That's are they real or symbolic?
Oh, they're real. They're real. Just say they're real.
They're real.
They're real.
Nice,
betwings.
Dude.
Yeah. Everyone's going home with betwings.
Everybody gets a betwing.
You've got to give the people what they want.
You've all got a betwing under your seat.
Right,
you get
so.
A betwing. You get a betwing.
Without any further ado, we've got an hour left.
What do you mean without any further ado? We're 40 minutes in.
We're not, we're 20. We started at about 5:15. Shut up. The first round is The Price of Shame.
Yeah.
We're going to do it, all right? I'm going to lead and you know where to come in at the end, all right?
Fine.
It's the fucking price of shite. It's the fucking price of shite. It's the fucking price of shite. Oh, it's the fucking price of shite.
And that's right.
And that's right.
Have it. Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I can't think of anywhere to mention this, but I did get some slippers that were Harris Tweed.
Yeah?
And they were £10, box fresh.
Yes, Eli. That's the perfect time to mention this.
Thank you.
Right, so here's the game.
Have you torn your groin, Paul? Are you all right?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
I don't know.
What's going on with your groin?
Yeah, it's not even for the stage either. You're a bit weird downstairs.
I've got issues.
Down got under this, not like...
I've got... We've got issues.
But that also as
that
well.
That was a bit weird.
Are you paying attention, Ash?
You need to pay attention.
Please, keep paying attention, please.
Always pay attention, Ash. Right, so... We have...
Yeah.
Five items for you.
Five items.
Five items. And these five items have been taken from cheap shows over the past 100 episodes.
Ooh.
Because it was easier for me that way. All you've got to do is whoever gets the closest to the right price will get the betwing for that item. Whoever gets the most betwings wins the round. Does that make sense?
That's not how Price of Shite works. That's
yes, Mr. Frith, you can talk. Does that make sense to you?
No.
So the closest gets a point.
You get the point.
No. Can't do this.
I'll take over.
No.
Back or brain? Back or brain? Back or brain this time? What's hurting?
Whoever gets the closest gets a point. You need to mark down whoever gets the closest to that, all right? Okay? Okay?
Is that okay?
Is that okay?
Is that okay?
If you know what's good for you. Okay. Right. So...
Okay.
I'm just going to get on with the show.
That's the
whether
best
you
thing that's ever happened.
Whether you want to catch up with me or not, it's up to you.
Come on, let's see the first
Here's
item.
Here's the first item for you to guess the price of tonight.
Okay.
Oh, it's this one. Oh. Eli, tell us a little bit about this.
This is the snowboarding Eggman egg holder and spoon.
What's the hammer for? Oh, hit the egg and
that's
smash
for hitting
it.
The egg. This is rubberized.
Why?
It's very important.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you literally twang it on the egg. You put the egg in there, twang that over, you've got a spoon ready.
Just use a spoon.
Yeah, you could just use a spoon. It seems like extra work to use a hammer.
It's fun.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like play food. Twang.
Oh, do the hand does...
You pull it back this way, twang!
I didn't know it had action, but twanging action.
Is it like separate? It's like a...
No, it's connected. You pull it back this way, twang.
Oh, do you know what that is?
Twang.
I think that's quite cool. Anyway, where did you get it from?
I got it from Mind in Camden.
Mind
nice.
In Camden.
Which has got a high funk level. It had a tranche
high
of badges.
Did you say it has a high fuck level?
No, funk.
Funk level. That's still none the wiser.
Yeah, no, I still don't know what high
well,
funk level
it's
is.
Well, it's a theory that we've been developing here on Cheap Show.
Right.
Every charity shop has a level of funk. The funk is like, I mean, the one around the corner for me, maybe this will demonstrate it. They actually have like face cream that's been half used that they're selling.
Oh, that kind of funk.
That's the funk.
That's disgusting. And if everyone, put this on and ruin your face.
Also, if the charity shop has pets like a cat, high funk level.
Wow, where
I
got
that?
Like stinky
that.
Cat piss funk level.
No, I like that.
There's a heavy cat piss funk coming off this thing.
Right okay. About now, heavy cat like piss cat. Funk. Right.
How yes, many people Ash? Are looking at the reflection of Eli in the top of the spoon? By the way, just. Checking his trousers are on.
I can't see it. Is that me?
Maybe. We'll never know. Right. We'll start with Suze. How much do you think that egg cup... Oh, spitting everywhere. Is...
£1,000. I think £1.50.
£1.50 down for Sue's for egg cup.
I'm not doing points. I'm writing down £1.50.
Just write £1. Yeah, that's fine. Ethan, how much do you think this is?
I've been stymied by the order because I was also going to say £1.50, but I'm going to make it interesting for the live show.
Okay.
Say £1.75.
£1.75.
Hey.
Right. So Ethan says £1.75. £1.50 says right. Sue's. The price is.
Oh. He hasn't got it.
I forgot about the snowboard.
Keep going.
£5! Wow. What?
£5.
Wow.
£5.
That's
what. Wow. That's what you said.
It's brand new.
Fuck. No, it's look at
brand
it.
New.
That spoon. That's
that is from the 80s. That's blinded a child, and they've put it in the charity shop so they can forget. Fuck off. £5. Fuck you, mine.
Anyway, Susan gets the point.
Can I just say one thing?
Ethan, you get the point there. Well done.
I don't feel I deserve it.
I am never shopping at Mind again. They are charlatans.
That
fuck
spoon,
you.
That
yeah,
spoon.
Fuck you, Mind.
That spoon isn't just a random spoon. That spoon is made by the people who made the whole thing. So, I mean, it's like a good
I don't complete. Give a shit, mate. I don't know who made the whole thing. Look at it. That is
right.
£1.50. And that's
next
generous.
They
item.
Saw you coming a mile off, mate.
Yeah, they must have
next
been like.
Item.
I bet that I've been there for 15 years.
Well, it's fun. There's discussion. We're playing off each other.
This is why I don't like
you
doing
cheap
show live.
You can get half a Ralph Lauren suit for that.
Right. Next item is. It's a Philip Schofield introduces Cheatham's TV Fest of the 60s.
What has he done to the rocking horse?
We'll never know. Maybe he started texting it when it was only 5. We don't know.
Best children's TV of the decade. 60s,
anyway.
His age, decade, his favourite. Come on, don't look at me like I'm the one what done it.
There he is, and it's just a VHS of Philip Schofield reviewing things from the 60s like Cracker Jack, Thunderball, Tales of the Riverbank, Do Not Adjust Your Chair, Jack and Ori, Thunderbirds, and many more. I'm sure it's riveting. Basically, this would be on YouTube now and hosted by a guy who lives alone in his flat in Leeds. But how much do you think this VHS costs? We'll start with Ethan this
we'll
time.
We'll go to you first, Ethan.
So it's a cassette, which is a dead format. Yeah. I'm going to say 50p.
Okay.
That's a good guess. He's right, you're right. It's
did
dead
you
format.
Get it in mind?
Huh?
Did you get it in mind? Because if so, 50 quid. I don't know.
I didn't get this one.
This came in the P.O. box, this
it
one.
It came in the P.O.
box.
How do we know how much it cost then?
Because I went through every episode, listened to the bits
it was
where
sent
they had
in.
That, and then we judged the price on the Price
right.
Strike segment. So, yeah.
I should
you
have listened to the last 100 episodes.
Yeah,
really
what
generally.
Were we thinking?
So,
well,
Suze, 50p
I thought there'd be new stuff.
I'm going to go, I think they're probably going, all VHS is 99p.
99p?
Yeah, I think
all right,
all 99p.
Says,
do you reckon they got
Sue's.
Ronin on VHS? That's always on VHS in a charity shop, Ronin.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
And the complete Friends box set is always there. And
yeah,
Bond.
A tenner, and they were like 100 quid. You could only get one for your birthday.
And a surprising amount of Midsummer Murders recently as well. I don't know why. It's a trend. Right. Yeah. So, Ethan said 50p. Sue says 99p. Yeah. The price was... Oh, I like this. Bang on, Ethan, there! Another point.
Just one for
just
a bang
one.
On.
Just the one. Just
this
the one.
Isn't normal.
What?
I'm not, and that hasn't made me angry.
Just the one.
Because I think it's just.
It's just the one.
It's just the one between.
Okay. And any other day, it'd be double between. We grant you that, but it's not the rules today.
It's not the rules
this
today.
Isn't the cheap show I
Paul,
remember.
Can you stop doing that in front of the picture of Philip Schofield? It looked like you were sucking his penis
all
with
right,
your shadow.
In that case... Let's go on to the third item. Oh, it's next.
Hello. Oh, now we are home.
Yeah. It's a rubberized dolly pot noodle character called Ned. Event sent it to us. Event was the Cheap Show magazine.
Woo!
Event told me how much it cost, but it's up to you to guess that price. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a
how
hint.
Much for Ned the
this
noodle?
This is a costly boss. It's a costly boss.
Costly boss.
I'll make that catch on. Costly boss. Did you see that film the other day? Oh, it was costly boss. Stop doing that, Paul.
Does that mean
fucking
it's
yeah.
You've torn your groin already. Don't. So, we're going to start with Sue's this time with Ned Noodle. How much do you think this beautiful...
rubberized pot noodle
this rubberized
that's costly boss.
Ned Noodle.
It's actually foam with a...
wire innards.
What's the opposite of exoskeleton?
Introskeleton.
It's got an intro skeleton, I think.
Or just skeleton, maybe, yeah.
It's got an intro skeleton made of tin.
Tin?
Does it?
Yeah, or some metal that bends.
Right, okay, anyway.
It's posable. What I'm trying to say is Ned
see
is
you later,
posable.
Mate.
Where the fuck's he going?
Can you get me a coffee?
Yeah, two, please. Right, go on.
Well,
how much?
Look, here's... I'm going to go low on this because he's flaking.
Yeah,
and
he's
definitely
flaking. And
when I first saw the picture, I thought it was a pottery one that someone had hand-painted. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Now I find him repulsive. I'm gonna say he's £2.
£2.
Yeah. £2 from Sue's.
Ethan, £2.
So this was by event, so this would have been overseas.
That's yes, right, it was purchased
not overseas.
But I'm thinking that they're pricing's differently out there, and you said it was a costly boss.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're trying to make it stick, guys.
Oh,
costly
shit.
Boss.
All right.
So I'm going to say £4.
£4. You got that down?
It's a costly boss.
It's not worth anything.
Why have you drawn a picture of me with your fist in my face?
It's not a picture, it's a photograph.
Oh, wait, that's not my... That's not a fist. Oh! Anyway. That's so crap. So crap. Right, so... You said £4, you said £2. The price was...
Oh!
£7! £7! So another point for Ethan there,
I'm
right?
I'm fucking furious again. Jesus Christ.
He did say it was a costly bar.
Next
know, one.
£7.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
It's what she would have wanted.
It looks like if the two of you were combined in the machine in the fly and then they put makeup on it.
This is my own sex toy. No, it is a framed mechanical old lady face that sings.
What's happening to her neck?
That's the only question you've got.
Yeah.
It's actually some kind of intro skeleton that goes behind and makes it move
around.
So R.I.P. Your Majesty.
Did the Queen wear glasses?
Yeah,
she was fucking old, mate. There's no way she could see.
She didn't need to. She had people to do it for her.
That's true.
Anyway... Suze, we'll start with you this time.
See you later, mate. Bye.
Where are you going?
Bye. Look at them
how
all.
Much?
See you, everyone.
Is
see
it
you.
Because
cheers.
Of what I said about the Queen?
We are whittling it. We're going to keep going until no one's left. See you later. Should be about 5 minutes to the rate you're going.
Right.
Bye.
See you later,
see
mate.
You cheers. Thanks. Yeah, mate. Go out.
We're leaving
front.
In see droves.
You. If you can leave by walking directly in front of where we...
Right.
Come up on stage, swipe some stuff off.
Ethan, how much is the old lady?
Oh, fucking hell. How big is it?
What? It's about this big.
Okay.
Okay,
it's
like
quite
a Billy
big plasticky thing.
Bus,
okay, then. I'm going to say... I'm going to go for the £1.50 again.
£1.50.
£1.50.
I'm going high on this because it's amazing. I'm going for £9.
Nine. That is a costly boss.
Costly boss.
Come on, Suze.
Suze says
her
£9.
Majesty
are we
Queen?
Ready?
Let's find out how much it was. Oh!
You won again.
Whoops. So, it's a clean sweep for Ethan on the last
clean
item.
Sweep.
Oh, it's the chatterbox.
Oh.
Radio.
This it's was on little, recently.
Yeah, yeah,
I can remember this.
I remember
this
these.
Episode recently.
Yeah. I don't remember it being so unsettling.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. But how much is it, Suze, beginning with you? How much does this lovely radio with the flapping mouth cost?
£2.50. They can't charge more for a chatterbox.
£2.50, says Suze. How much does Ethan say?
£2.
£2. Mm. And the winning prices. Don't put your microphone there and bang the table. It makes it bang really loud. That's really annoying for the levels upstairs, so please don't do that.
Oh!
£2.50!
Yes!
Suze is back in the game. Ash, at the end of
undefeated.
That first game, at the end of that first game, who won the round?
Just come back. Come on, come back.
Welcome.
He wasn't here before.
We'll take anyone. So who wins that round? Who got the most points and who wins the round?
Well, Paul, it's getting interesting now.
Finally.
400 episodes in. The scores are Suze has 1 point.
Oh. Yes!
Between
yes.
Ethan has 4 points!
Oh. So that means the first round goes to Ethan!
So what, he gets one...
One between.
One between.
Yay! Right. Got that dead on though, that last one.
So yeah, is there sort of an overall betwings been awarded for one round?
That's right. That's what I was trying to say.
So all the points and whoever
wins...
What do
you mean that's what you were trying to say?
That's what I was trying to...
So there is Ethan wins the first round.
A betwing.
Out of four, yeah.
But he got 5 betwings and now he's got a golden betwing.
No. From now on, we're never playing any games live.
Oh, what the bloody hell's going on?
The one lady's left.
I was going to say, this is bad.
Oh, no, but it was a joke.
Right, so the next round is this. Silverman's Platters. Oh! Okay,
is this
so...
when you... Do you remember when I came on, you made me drink B&M tin cocktails?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
is this
still...
this?
No. You're well, all right, this is not that kind of platter.
I've only just got my arse out, but my... Just a bit of good comedy from the old days.
No, you're all right, you're all right. There's no drinking today.
Oh.
You're safe. This is the part of the show where usually Eli would bring out one of his records from his collection, and we thought maybe we could base around singing. But Suze is a professional singer, and you'd win this outright, and you sound like a bull having his cock stapled.
That's
not fair. That's not fair. I sing on Horrible Histories. It's fine. Give us
a
quick
song. I bet you've got a couple. I bet you've got a pop and a legit.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I
just
can
in
carry
case.
A tune. Yeah. You know, I'm nowhere near professional.
Let's do a singing round. I want to win.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not doing that. We're running out of time. Let's just skip this one. We'll give it to Suze.
Horrible Histories. Is that like the Nazis or something?
Look at... I like the bit
front
where
of stage,
you went...
Paul.
Horrible
Paul.
Science. Front of stage. Is that the nuclear bomb? And then Gannon went, don't say that. Like, it's controversial to say the nuclear bomb was bad.
They did a whole film about it last year.
Yeah.
Barbie. Right. So... We're not doing a singing round. Instead, for Platters, we're doing this. And this is Co-Star. Now, what these are albums where celebrities of the time, actors, would record their half of a play, and you would get a script book, and there would be gaps on the album where they would do their lines, and you would read out your lines with the actor. So you'd be filling out the gaps. So you could be performing with, for instance, you know, Vincent Price, or we've got George Raft. You know, or Basil Rathbone, who did Sherlock Holmes's, but he wants to do the Brothers Carol at McCarran laugh off.
Who's this?
This is Slopsy.
Slopsy.
Dipsy.
Hipsy. Hipsy Maxi Rosenblum.
Slopsy, Hipsy. Are they the Teletubbies?
Maybe. Cesar Romero, who was the Batman's Joker in the 60s.
And other things.
And mostly some other
things.
Actually,
I think, you know what this actually
is that
says?
Woman's name Vagina Mayo?
Yeah, I thought it was as well. It's horrible, isn't it? The girl from Jones Beach. It sounds like she just gives it up on there.
Paul, I think I actually... I think I'm looking closely. I think it actually says Van Hire.
You might be right. Anyway, here's what you're going to do tonight. Because unfortunately, we don't have the scripts. But we do have the albums. So you're going to be improvising lines in the gaps between the dialogue that these actors have. All right?
Oh, no.
So, you're...
But we're little devils.
So this is where we might say something naughty.
Yeah, we're feeling a little impish today, Paul.
Suze, you're going to go first, right?
Fuck
and
yeah.
You're going to be...
Put me on with mayo.
You're going to be acting
two
against...
Slags.
You're going to be acting against... Vincent Price.
Oh!
You'll be performing The Importance of Being Earnest.
Sweet, I auditioned for that for the Australian Austrian English Theatre. Didn't get it, so time to wreak revenge. That was
here's
in 2010.
Your
Australian.
Chance.
I'd much rather
Australian.
See that. The Australian English. G'day, Vincent. How's it going?
You're all right.
What's that supposed to mean, Scott?
A handbag?
Cucumber sandwich.
So, Suze, if you'd like to stand
All right. And
take the front of the stage. Now, there are 15 clips. You're gonna perform in between the gaps, and I'll roll them on when you've done your line. The beginning of this will tell you everything you need to know, so listen carefully to this first track.
Yeah, of course it will.
Here we go.
From Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest comes the following high comedy scene between Gwendolyn, played by you, and Jack, played by Vincent Price. You have insisted that the man you marry be a man named Ernest. Jack has led you to believe that his name is Ernest. The setting is Victorian England, and the style is very brisk. As the scene opens, Jack is speaking.
Charming day it has been, Miss Fairfax.
Oh, has it, mate? Has it? That's nice. I think it's a bit brisk.
I do mean something else.
What, like, are you talking about up the arse? All right then, mate.
See, we've set the level.
Yeah.
Miss Fairfax, ever since I met you, I have admired you more than any girl I have ever met since I met you.
Yeah, all right, very funny. Oscar Wilde was funny, wasn't he? Yeah, mate, people have tried to talk me into up the arse before, and they've used that exact rhetoric, so you might have to try a bit harder, mate, because I know that I look like I'm a mug, but I am 40 in a couple of months, and I'm looking forward to 6 years' time when I can go, oh, voices. sorry.
You really love me, Gwendolyn?
I've never fucking said that, mate. I never said that, and I know what you're up to. I know that you're one of those guys. You won't even enjoy up the arse. It'll be better, men do this, it'd be better in the fanny, right? But you're going on about up the arse because you want to tell your mates and be like, yeah, that's what I did, I'm a big man. Well, you're not, you're nothing, son.
Darling, you don't know how happy you've made me.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you're one of them, aren't you? Like, oh, yeah, she's negging me. I'm not interested, mate. I was interested in up the fanny, but now I'm neither. You're not getting either.
But you don't really mean to say that you couldn't love me if my name wasn't Ernest.
Right, yeah, I forgot about that whole Ernest. I forgot about that whole Ernest thing that this entire fucking play is built around. Right, how's this for Ernest? No holes. You're not getting in any of the holes. Oh,
yes, I know
say.
It is, but supposing it was something else. Do you mean to say that you couldn't love me then?
Yeah, you're thinking like you might get a little pity hand. That's not happening either. You're not getting that over, mate, right? Like, I've made this really clear, and I've been as earnest as I possibly can. Your name's obviously not Ernest, that's what you're getting at with this, and you're not getting it in any hole, even a hand doing that.
Personally, darling, to speak quite candidly, I don't much care about the name of Ernest. I don't think that name suits me well at all.
Yeah, I know what name suits you, mate. Get out.
Well, really, Gwendolyn, I must say that I think there are lots of other names much nicer. I think Jack, for instance, a charming name.
I can't believe people still pay to go and see this. I'm sure it was very funny 120 years ago when it was like someone saying a handbag. They were like, fuck me, I'm slapping my fucking thigh, because they didn't know. Because now we've got telly and YouTube and Netflix. There's funnier stuff going on your average Twitch stream than there is in this, Oscar Wilde.
Gwendolyn, I must get christened at once. I mean, we must get married at once. There is no time to be lost.
Yeah, you lost me here, son. I tell you what I think's going on. I think you're panicking and you're just trying to think of things to say. Get yourself christened. I don't care.
Well, surely you know that I love you, and you led me to believe, Miss Fairfax, that you were not absolutely indifferent to me.
Yeah, well, you're the sort of bloke who will say all this, and then I'll text you and I'll see it left on two blue ticks for 2 days, and then you'll message going, oh, sorry, I was having lunch.
Well, may I propose to you now?
Oh, why not? Go on then.
Gwendolyn, you know what I have got to say to you.
Yeah.
Gwendolyn, will you marry me?
Yeah, why not? I'm nearly 40. Might as well.
My own one. I have never loved anyone in the world but you.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, Gwendolyn. My own Gwendolyn.
That's just... Oh, is that it? Oh! That was just the same line.
There we go! Christ!
That was horrible.
Now, Ash, you will be judging the performances tonight, so that was the first one. Ethan, you're up next, okay?
I can't top that.
Well, you are performing this
Mayo.
Next scene.
Mayo.
Again, 15 short clips, and you will be performing with Fernando Lamas!
Of course!
In the
in the scenes from the motion picture The King and the Chorus Girl.
Oh, I actually auditioned for that for the Austrian English Theatre one time. So. Didn't get it, not bitter at all.
Right, we'll get straight into it. Again, listen carefully to the beginning because it'll be explained to you who you're playing in this scene.
Okay.
This is a Dodge one.
Nice.
Co-Star presents Mr. Fernando Lamas and scenes from the motion picture The King and the Chorus Girl, adapted especially for you. In this story of a young ex-king with the title role of Alfred, played by Fernando Lamas, we first meet the unemployed monarch in his Paris apartment and makes his way into the anteroom where Humbert, his friend and ex-chancellor, played by you, waits for him. Alfred is upset, and naturally he turns to you, Humbert.
Humbert, I want to talk to you. Sit down. Tell me, where's the yacht?
Sorry, I didn't hear that last bit. I was too busy sitting down. What's up? What are we doing?
Is it ready to sail, or are they scraping the bottom again?
So I got crepe in the barn. So from what I understand, Paul, please do not interrupt my process. So I heard crepe in the barn. That's good. I'm glad you've set up your pancakery in the barn. What are we going to do about getting you king again? Because like, I had a pretty good thing going with the whole chancellor shit. And I like the pancake idea. I really do. But we're going to need more.
I don't want that bottom ever scraped again. Every time I want to use that boat, they're scraping the bottom. They spend more time under that boat than they do on it.
I didn't scrape your boat. I really didn't.
I'm leaving tomorrow for the Mediterranean, alone. Except for a young lady. She doesn't know it yet.
I mean, I'd quite like to come as well, if that's possible. I mean, I if we were going to the Mediterranean, that sounds nice. I mean, I'm sure, I mean, they're all at it down there in the Mediterranean.
Oh, I'm not, eh? I made a terrible mistake with that girl. I don't know how it happened. I just didn't start off right. I'm on the defensive. I wheedle, I coax, I'm considerate. But tomorrow will be different. She'll get in my car, and we are off at 90 miles an hour. In 2 hours, we are on the yacht. The yacht steams away, and then let her try arguing with me.
It's a different time. I feel like I didn't need to know that bit. Like, I'm happy for you, obviously, that you know you're having a bit of having it off and everything like that. Good for you. I actually don't want to come with you now. I'm probably going to stay here in this Parisian apartment, if that's okay. But good luck to you. Proud of you.
Don't you understand? I have to get her on that boat. She's going back to America to some doctor.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I need to know this, though. Like, it feels like you've got all this sewn up, frankly. I feel like I'm being made an accessory to something here, if I'm honest with you.
Yes. He's trying to tell her he'll marry her. It's ridiculous, but...
What?
What? Well, yes, I suppose they do.
Me too, mate. Me too. Like I said, those Mediterranean hotties.
Ah, it's all nonsense. There is no doctor. She made it all up. There couldn't be a doctor.
I know, right? I mean, you haven't got a medical degree to start. You're just a deposed king. What the fuck is this?
Well, whether there is a doctor or not, he is not going to be on that boat. So you arrange everything.
Oh, who do you want on the boat? Because it's... Okay, right, so let me get this straight. You want a nubile Mediterranean girl on the boat. You don't want the doctor on the boat.
What are you planning?
But what?
Sorry, I'll say it again. I don't know how many people you want on the boat. I'm saying it loudly in English so you understand. I don't know how many people you want on the boat.
How do you know? Why didn't you tell me?
No, you're not listening to me. You never listen to me. I am your chancellor and you never listen to me. Stop being a nonce on a boat.
You said she loves me?
I'm sure she said a lot of things. And I'm sure you did too. As your chancellor and advisor, look, it didn't work for Prince Andrew and it's not going to work for you either. All right?
Are you out of your mind? Order my car. And you, you're going to be very busy while I'm driving to Havre.
Yeah, presumably I'm going to be concocting something about a Pizza Express in Woking. We've been here before.
Loves me, you said? Well, then I've won.
You can sit down.
So,
just have what did one words. Do?
I think the plot about the boat was because, you know, the implication.
Yeah, because
it was the whole idea.
I've got a question.
Yeah. He's not going to do anything.
Sorry for making the subtext text.
Yeah. I've got a question.
Yeah.
Do you think...
Yeah.
Fernando Lamas' parents were like in Peru when he was born, right. And they just looked out the window and said, let's make that our second name. I haven't thought this through.
Oh, because of Lamas!
Lamas!
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, 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 yeah. Lots of those in Peru.
There are, no. And quinoa.
Anyway, Ash, it's up to you. Who out of Suze and Ethan performed the best?
Suze.
It's all on you.
No.
Well, it's all on you.
Before you give the score, can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't think that fucking not Ernest was giving me much to work with. He just kept saying, name wasn't Ernest again and again. I'm fucking sick of Oscar Wilde. I can't believe he had a whole film made about him.
Can I just say...
clever man Stephen Fry.
On my one, he kept talking about fucking a girl on a boat.
Again, different time.
I don't think either of these actors' hearts were in it when they recorded these records.
Go on, who was the best actor out of all of that?
Well, it was absolutely brilliant. I have to say, I really enjoyed Suze's It'll Be Better in the Fanny line. Was one of my...
That was a powerful emotive moment.
I do feel where Ethan, he was taken down a dark alleyway, similar to Suze's.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I can't tell them apart, that's a draw.
Oh, it's a draw. They both get a point for the round then. No, they both do. They both get a point. So that's 2 to Ethan, 1 to Suze. Now, the next round I want to skip because we're running late and also I can't be fucked. But we were going to eat some candy and shit and that was it. We're just going to do some candy, but it's boring. We've done that. So we're going to move on to the best bit, which is, we've got to add those. We're going to play next and finally. Oh. I forgot how many slides I put in. That one as well. Gannon's Golden Games!
Gannon's Golden Games, everyone!
Woo! Mr. Silverman, Mr. Silverman, I will grant you this moment to do the Gannon's Golden Games jingle.
Okay, there we go. Who's he there? Who's over there? Who's he near? Who's over there? Who's he? Where's he gone? Gaggle go again!
And yes, I do regret asking him to do that. Right, so every time we play Gannon's Golden Games, I like to pull out a board game from my collection and turn it into a full-scale play-away kind of situation. Ooh. Almost had a fucking sentence there, Naruni. But today's board game, I didn't bring along because it was too big to get in my bag, but I brought the components and we're going to do our own version of it anyway. But tonight, as Gannon's Golden Games, we are playing 3, 2, 1! I think that kind of muted applause shows that not a lot of people remember or care for 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1 was a game show
were Ted Rogers.
Dusty Bucket.
Dusty Bin.
No, no, no. You backed up to me and I was just saying.
Oh. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, sorry. Too low, bro.
Do you want to come back on the show in the future?
Is everything okay?
No.
Come
back.
No.
Do you want to?
No.
Do you want to behave?
No.
Do you want to kiss me?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I said the name out loud.
I thought you were kissing him.
He nibbled my ear. It was.
I thought he did. Oh, that's nice.
Well, you smell nice. That was unexpected. What? That was very fresh.
Tell you compliments what, put it one way. One. Put it one way. Me and you are getting a boat after this.
Ash, it's impulse.
Yeah. Ah. I'm wearing impulse.
I don't know what that means.
So look, very briefly, 3-2-1 was a game show that ran for about a decade in the late 70s and the late 80s. It starred Ted Rogers.
The late 70s and the late 80s.
Through to the late 80s, yes. I did actually say that right. Stop being pedantic, you horrible little man. Right. And effectively, it was called 3-2-1 because it had three elements to it. One, it's a quiz show. Two, it's a game show. Three, it's a variety. I would argue the first two are the fucking same, but... Yes, that's why it's called 3-2-1. You got three shows to the price of one. And so you had a general knowledge round, and then you had a bunch of variety sketches, songs, followed by impenetrable clues that we'll come to in a bit. But just for a bit of fun, this is just for a bit of fun, we're going to do the first round, which is general knowledge, with you both now.
So just before we get started, because I was born in 1992, I've never heard of this. So I watched an episode of it on YouTube last night, and within the I told Paul this, within the first 6 minutes... Ted Rogers was sexist once and racist three times.
And I said, wow, that must have been a slow episode for Ted Rogers. And I tell you what, if you haven't seen it before, let's give you a little taste of what you're missing with 3-2-1.
How are you, Chief? All right, Steve. Good to see you. Thank you. Thanks so much. And welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to another Saturday edition of your favorite game show of 3-2-1. By the way, thank you very much indeed for putting our show in the top 10 TV ratings every week. And just think, I didn't even have to write to Jim to fix it.
All right, Donald Trump.
One little character to beware of on our show, you know exactly who that is. That's my little friend, our resident booby prize, Dusty Bin. Here he is. Come on, Doc. Now.
Uh-oh.
Our little galvanized gremlin.
Tutankhamun.
He might look lovely, but you win him. All you do is to take home a brand new dustbin. Looking after this character this week is lovely Fiona Curzon. Fiona. And, oh, yeah. Johnny again.
Thank
another
you.
Lovely outfit.
Thank
now,
you.
He looks terrific as always, but what's he supposed to be representing?
Well, we've got a great nickname from this week, Tutan Bin, because the theme of the show is Egypt.
Tutan
and running around the pyramids
Bin.
And sending up the Nile. We've got Ken Connor, Dillis Watling, Neville King, Steve Jones, and the Chuckle Brothers.
Thank you, Fiona. Now let's meet the most important people. As always on our program, that's our contestants. Here they are.
I love Ted Rogers. I think I'm inspired by it because I want to do this. You're a nice bit of skirt, aren't you, you slag? Aren't you a funny colour? Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I like the woman with the sad eyes.
I love how the audience as well looks like the entire cast of Royston Vasey. It's just...
Do you think that Ted Rogers...
Go on, yeah.
No, that was it.
Do you know... we weren't going to add it because we did it in the show years ago, but he released a song called Dusty Bin. Singing a song because everyone did in that era, but
it's terrible. And but it has got Moog on it.
It has.
Is there a child in the bin?
Yeah, no, it's Kenny Baker.
Where's
Kenny Baker
it
was
hand?
In it. No, Kenny Baker was in it.
It's the guy out of Time Bandits.
No, that was a robot. I was joking. They haven't really got Kenny Baker in Dusty Bin.
Although that picture does look like
someone
just walked.
I think Kenny Baker might be in a dusty bin now.
I think you should leave, mate. That was a bit cross. No, but that photograph does look like someone just burst into the toilets while they were in there together and took the photograph.
All of this is normal. Let's smile. Smile, bin.
Right.
Why is wearing biscuit?
Why is Dusty Bin wearing goalkeeper gloves?
Because Ted likes that sort of shit.
He really does. Right, so just for a bit of fun, these aren't for points or for twings. We're going to play a little bit of their first round where basically you list 10 things. So Ethan, we're going to start with you. You can do the next one if you want. Do you want to do the next one?
Sure.
So we're going to start with this. So I'm going to... The round is called Who Said, okay. Right? And I'm going to quote a line, and you just tell me who the actor or the character is who said that line in a TV show, a play, or a movie. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So here's the first one. Go ahead, punk, make my day.
Day, Harry.
We'll take that. On the whole, I'd rather be in Philadelphia.
Oh, fuck.
That's not the right answer.
Who said that? Shit.
You can pass.
Pass.
That was W.C. Fields. Who said, I wouldn't want to join a club that would have me as a member?
Groucho Marx.
Is correct. Who said, Ich bin ein Berliner?
It was Kennedy, wasn't it?
Yes. It was JFK indeed. Who said, come up and see me sometime? That's a good impression.
Diana Dawes.
Zippy.
Come up and see me sometime. Oh no, George, I can't. Who said that then?
Pass, I don't know.
Mae West.
Mae West.
Okay.
Who said, nice to see you, to see you? Fucking love it.
Bruce Forsyth.
It was Bruce Forsyth's idea. And you can join in too. And who said, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn?
Oh, him and Casablanca.
No.
It's not Casablanca.
No, not him. No, fucking Gone with the Wind. What's his name?
Brett Butler.
Don't tell him. Right. Who said, you dirty rat?
Pass.
James Cagney. Who said, you ain't seen nothing yet?
These impressions are hurting it. Pass.
Who? You ain't seen nothing yet?
Pass.
Johnson.
Al Jolson.
And who said, to be or not to be?
Do you want an actor or the character?
Either.
Hamlet.
Is correct. So that would be their first round.
Ian McKellen.
Suze, next round. Right, that's going to give you that.
Okay, now Suze, this is very important.
Yeah. Who said that?
No. Oh. I'm just saying this part of the game is
my
very
teacher.
Important.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to read these to you.
Yeah. Is it just the same?
No.
Oh.
Do well, mate.
So are these point?
No, these are not points, these ones.
So this is
this
pointless.
Is just a little bit of fun.
This bit's fully pointless.
Yes.
Cool.
Why are
a
we
bit
doing
like
this?
Having
Why
you here
are we
tonight.
Doing any of this?
Fill time.
Yeah, okay.
We didn't have time
go
for their
on.
Food.
Eli, take control.
I've got clues for you, Suze.
Oh, okay.
Suze clues, and each of these is a word beginning with the letters R E. Okay.
R E.
So all I'll right. say something, then you give me the word that I'm referring to. Okay.
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 Oh, and right. I'll do the sound effects with the countdown clock, which you used to have on 3, 2, 1. All right, I'll do it every. Go on.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the time begins when I start the first thing.
Okay. Why is this time?
Shut up.
Mine wasn't timed. Why is your time?
Can everyone shut up and let me do it?
The time begins in about 40 minutes when he finally gets to the point that he's going to start.
Okay, so each of these is a word beginning with R-E.
Sure.
We know. You said that.
Yeah. All right.
R-E is the beginning of these words.
It's the first one, repeat.
Oh, yeah. Touché. Right.
No, that's not...
Are you ready?
Ready.
Oh, yes. Go.
An LP.
A record.
Yes. A new soldier.
Recruit.
To get better.
Recover.
The colour of the Russian flag.
Red.
To recollect.
Recollect.
God.
Remember.
Yeah. Suggest. Like, I'd go for that one. That one's good. I've written a review of it. It's good.
Or you
review.
Can...
Oh, God.
No, it's recommend. Tell someone off.
Re that thing you did, you cunt. Like that.
Naughty.
It's rebuke. A piece of paper from a cash till.
Receipt.
The back.
Re up the arse.
re up the
arse.
You've got a one track mind tonight.
No, that's like when you got your bum runs out of drugs. You re up the arse.
Re up the arse. You're
Right.
And last one, Suze.
Yes.
Not long ago.
Remember that?
No, it's recently.
Well, you did very well there, but now let's get on to the point that
so
everyone
that
remembers.
So that was just for nothing?
That was for nothing.
That was
they
just for
didn't
a bit of
enjoy
fun.
It. There were no points. No one liked what happened.
Everyone loves a silent round.
It was a formality.
A show,
it's just me listing words.
Formality. What we're going to do now is the main bulk of 3-2-1, where there would be a sketch or a song from a celebrity or the in-house comedy group they have.
And I then bet Angela Rippon did it so much.
Probably, but it was mostly Chuckle Brothers and Bernie Winters, I think.
Okay.
On the one I watched, I had Alvin Stardust.
Nice. He's nice.
Yeah,
I had to do a murder mystery with his ex-wife, who has hit hard times. She's in her 70s. She's having to do murder mysteries with me. But she said, oh, he's such a nice guy. And that's his ex-wife.
Glowing terms. Right, so what would happen is after the sketch, they'd bring a prop out, a clue, and then associate a clue with a prize. So to give you an example of how
calm
shit...
Calm down.
I'll turn
They're
the show giggling. Around.
I'm sorry, it was such a bad anecdote.
Oh, I met a woman. She
it's
said,
usually
all right,
me. All right.
But you wouldn't think he would be, would you? You'd think he'd be one of them. You'd think he'd be the most likely one.
Right. We got. Come on. Right. So, folk, everybody focus.
Have you got enough energy?
Yes.
Good.
Right, because as an example of the clues you can expect on 3-2-1, I took this from the Wikipedia page. So, for example, a wishbone as a prop was brought on by Sonny Hayes, and it came with this clue.
Who's Sonny Hayes?
I don't know. Take one that never changes, add a pub and a precious stone, bring them all up to date, and now you're on your own, right? Which the contestants rejected, hoping that it referred to Dusty Bin, which is the booby prize, the one you don't want. Ted Rogers explained that the answer to the clue was this. So, take that one that never changes. Well, that could be Dusty Bin, of course, because where you put a wishbone. Add a pub and a precious stone. Well, that doesn't point to Dusty. Bring them all up to date. Well, now you're on your own. Well, what that might be? Well, it might be a wishbone, but he said it was a large wishbone. Where's a large wishbone come from? Not a chicken, a turkey maybe? Now, one that never
changes. Have you gone mad?
One that never changes is a constant, and a pub can also be an inn. And there's a
look
lot of
at the audience's
stones.
Faces.
And look at the precious stones that may have to go to a constant
What's happening?
Inn, like an opal. Yes, Constantinople. That's the prize you're going to today in Turkey on 3-2-1. So,
legitimately,
like, I know everyone's sort of like, oh, what was that? When I watch it, they are all like that. Like, they are the most arcane, twisted riddles you have ever heard in your entire life. And then Ted Rogers explains it like it's really simple.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
Well, obviously, that's what that means. And the contestants are like, I would have liked the car.
Did anyone ever win anything? Because this is making Only Connect look easy. And Only Connect, whenever I watch it, I just start crying.
The one I watched, they won £1,300 worth of gold that they could melt down into a jewellery of their choice.
What God, the you fuck?
Didn't have prizes like that. Now you won't get on the fucking wheel, would you? I saw one episode where they gave away a St. Bernard dog. And meanwhile, Bernie Winters off the side saying, that's my whole career! Right, so what's going to happen now for you two?
If I got a gold lump of gold and a dog, I'd be like...
You'd be fucking happy.
Yeah.
Right, so here's what's going to happen. We're now, Eli and I, separately, are going to perform something for you both and then give you a prop from that and a clue. Once we've both done our performances and given you the clues, you'll have the choice to either say this is a prize or this is Dusty Bin. You'll win a prize, you'll win a point if you just guess if it's a prize or Dusty Bin.
Oh, thank right? God.
So you don't have to actually put anything on the line.
Right.
So Eli is going first with his first performance. It is a performance piece, isn't that right? An actor's performance piece?
Yes.
And who have you got a coin? Anyone got a coin?
What is this, the 80s?
Times are tough. Got a coin. Cheers. Thanks.
So, has anyone got any notes?
No.
Any notes?
Ethan, heads or tails?
Heads.
It's tails. So,
no!
Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
All right. So
I don't really understand this, but it's one of two things, and if I say either of them, this ends.
Exactly. Yeah. Watch his performance. There'll be a clue afterwards.
Okay.
All right, Eli, when you're ready.
Thanks for coming, everyone. I'm going to do something.
This is Keith. I've got Keith with me, but I'm going to bring together Keith with his unseeing duck eyes, and then also bless him with Che Guin. But I need some help.
It's not like he was building to something or anything.
You're not into he's not into dead rats in jars.
He's a mole!
He's a mole!
He's a...
He's a mole!
Interesting fan base you've cultivated, isn't it?
That was delicious.
He's a mole!
Jesus fucking Christ, it's a mole!
Do you mean that the person who left was a mole from another podcast?
Yeah, that's right.
And they've just radioed back in and went, don't worry,
they went
shit.
They went back there and went, nothing to worry about.
Guys.
He's doing a performance.
Sorry.
Right, so what I'm going to need some help, because this is a religious moment, where the Trinity of Keith, the mole, his unseeing duck eyes, and Che Guin, the princeling, come together in the Trinity or triumvirate of flesh.
Keith Che Guin's going to fuck that.
Oh, yes, he will.
Out of interest, has anyone seen The Substance?
Now, in order to get the spirits going, you have to take a niff of Keith's hole.
That's not good.
Have a niff. It's all right, he's very dry because he's got the drying packets from the stereos in there.
Stereos?
Have a niff, Nick.
That's
come
not
on.
Good. That's not good. Don't smell it. That's not good. I've got to be sick.
Ash? That's no, I don't want to.
Come on.
Yeah, make Ash do it, you bastard.
I know you're vegan, but there's no particles
Jesus.
Of meat there. Right.
Sorry, I got out
that
the way.
That smelled the same as Paul.
Is this your...
Oh,
pleasant.
Pleasant.
I gave you a kiss.
Do you want to come on Cheap Show? I promise we won't make you do anything weird. Right. I never said that to be
right.
Come on, do your performance. Run out of time.
Okay, I just need the audience, please.
Yeah.
Where's Che Guin? Fuck.
Was this on the show?
I think he might have ran off.
I think he saw the writing on the wall, mate. Hey!
Okay, because he's very small, you don't want to lose him.
Come on.
I'm doing it.
Come on then!
All right, everyone.
They flashed that light a couple of times.
Now, don't worry, the duck eyes are in there.
Oh, good. Okay.
What's going on?
Oh, finally, we can stop worrying.
So, what I need from you, please, is we need to chant in order to get Keith to ingest the eyes. Oi! And you've got rats on your T-shirt. That's what made me say rat. He's got rats on his T-shirt.
Mate, can we
There's
please
a rat
go
on his T-shirt. What is he going to do? There's a rat on
I just need a chant from you, so the chant will go. Which hole of Keith? Which hole of Keith?
Which hole of Keith? Which
give it some funk. Give it some swing.
Which hole of Keith?
Which hole of Keith? And here's Che Guin. Which hole of Keith? Here is the which hole, the which hole of Keith. The which hole of Keith.
The which hole of Keith. Which hole of Keith?
And now I have to guess prize or dusty bin.
Yeah, basically. Could it be simpler?
Yeah, dusty bin.
No, wait. Get your mic. No, here is your clue. You're going to hear...
What the fuck?
Right. Suze,
yes.
Here is your clue. You just got to listen to it. We'll come back to you at the end for the answer.
Come back
all right?
to me at the end for the answer.
All right, so here is your clue. Oh. Cure the fever, stop the rot... No justice here if this you've got. That's your clue. I'll read it one more
think
time.
Think about.
That sounds like Schofield on that beach on Channel 5.
Cure the fever,
no
stop the rot.
No justice here if you've got.
No justice here if you've got the lot. So just keep that in your head while Ethan, you're going to see my performance now, all right? So
what are you going to do? You're going to fuck a badger or something?
It's a sacred object!
You thought it was a rat! It's a mole!
It's a mole! Jesus Christ!
It's a mole!
It's a mole!
Okay, I'm going to need you all to shut up.
Look at that.
Right, so I am going to sing a song for you tonight.
Good.
I have got a song planned, and it's about my love of charity shops, and it comes from the heart, and I hope you enjoy it.
Episodes on every single week. I've been hunting everywhere on every single street for a charity shop that really got the lot, and I discover some cool treats. So I can't wait to dive deep inside. I wanna find strange shit and totally be surprised for a price of shite or some odd delight. I wanna beat Eli to the floor. It could be an Oxfam bananas or a scope, a British Heart Foundation. Oh, I can barely cope with variety. It's all laid out for me, and I can skip on down the aisle. I've got some pennies I can't wait to burn on a Doctor Who soap from a local age concern or a dodgy ashtray. Like capacity, there's too much to take in. I can't wait, no, I can't wait, no. When they're gonna open up that store, I'm going to the, yes I'm going, yes I'm going to the, really going to the, yes I'm going to the charity shop.
Ladies and gentlemen, over the past 100 episodes I've bought quite a lot of things for charity shop in my time, and I can't wait them with you. Deep breath, everyone. This is going to be fun. Woo!
They've got rubber ducky, stationery, funny badges, pets, Spencers, Holger, cameras, party favors, catch up on an old Transformers, DVDs and VHSs, CDs, LPs, NESs, loads of money, vinyl records, horror toys and wedding dresses, chalky fountains, blow up dollies, teddy bears and snooker tables, TV, board games, broken telly, cellar tapes and plastic cables, dancing flowers, Jenga, Cluedo, fecal lot and funny keychains, salt and pepper, popcorn makers, massive mops for cleaning grains, storyboxes, storytelling, porno, master, masturbation, willy warmers, broken shoe horns, multi-purpose insulation, rubber booby, Tomytronics, Dick and Nix and Screwball, scramble, magic kits and playing cards, and 1980s looking OMD and XTC and ABC and BBC and Zig and Zag and Whack and Roll and Tiger Games and LCD and Fetish. Cini, Mussolini, Paginini, Lamborghini, calculators, pasta makers, Robocop and my bikinis. I can't wait, no, I can't wait, no. When are you gonna open up that door? I'm going to the, yes I'm going, yes I'm going to the, really going to the, yes I'm going to the charity shop. I'm going to the, oh I'm going to the, can't wait to go, wanna go to the, can't wait to go. I'm going to the, yes I'm going to the, really going to the, yes I'm going to the charity shop.
So, first of all, I just want to say, you've got some fucking nerve talking about my singing. It sounded like William Shatner on speed.
I just want to thank you to Noiseland for helping mix that and put that in, because there's no way I can fucking sing that live for real. So that's the song, Charity Shop. Here is your
Where's
clip.
The bit with the dead rat?
So, one of the items... One of the items we mentioned in that was a Tomytronic 3D short game, but here is your clue. Not green, though without fail, don't chuck it in the army jail. That's your clue.
What took it? What took it?
Not green, though so-called without fail, don't chuck it in the army jail.
Don't chuck it.
So don't chuck it. Don't chuck it in the army jail. No.
Don't chuck it.
Don't you chuck it in the army jail.
Don't chuck it in the army jail.
I can't.
Whatever you do.
What was on that list? Was Milli Vanilli on that list?
My God, don't chuck it.
It's quite hairy,
isn't it? That's how I have to get attention on this fucking stage. So, we're going to start with Suze again. So, I'm going to read you a clue. And all you've got to tell me.
Oh, my fucking God.
Is it prize or is it dusty? Okay, so... Cure the fever, stop the rot. No justice here if this you've got. What do you think it is, a prize or dusty bin?
A dusty bin.
Oh, let's find out. You need to lower the temperature to cure a fever, and lowering the temperature stops things from rotting. And justice broken down means just ice. It was a cool fridge freezer.
A fridge freezer.
I would have loved that.
No point. So Ethan, I can't fucking do this anymore. I'm too old.
What was it something about Chucky didn't it? Was it Chucky?
Not Dean.
And you were miming as well.
I know,
He was what?
The kids don't need to know.
No, no, they couldn't
fucking
have told.
Fucking Manili Villini.
The bit where you kept
breathing
in.
It's true.
Right.
Right, your clue was this, Ethan. Not green, though so cool without fail. Don't chuck it in the army jail.
Chuck it.
Is it a prize or is it dusty bin?
Right, okay, so it's green, but it's not green, but it's called that because it's jealous. And it's jealous because it's not because it's being thrown in the army jail, which is like, what's the army jail called, everyone?
Brig.
Throw it in the brig. And the brig is a bin. Dusty bin.
Let's find out.
I don't know.
Not green, though, so cool without fail. Don't chuck it in the army jail. Here is the fuck you. We are looking for something that's not green. And there's a saying, isn't there? People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Army jails are often known as greenhouses. If gardeners and green grass houses throw stones, you'd make a mess. But you can't chuck glass into the jail. So where would you put it? I guess you'd have to find a dustbin. It was dusty bin.
Yeah! Chuck it.
No, chucky team.
Chuck it in the dusty bin.
Chuck it in the dusty bin.
Chuck it in.
You know, I put a lot of effort into this show. I try,
and yet that is the
show.
Funniest thing you've ever said.
And unfortunately, it's like being at a dinner party in Los Angeles. Go on, say things with rounded vowels, you prick.
Oh, I'm right. 46.
At the end of that round, what are the scores?
Was that one round?
Yes.
That's the
last
round.
Are you aware that since the last time you asked me, nothing has happened by that last bit where Ethan scored 1 point?
Yeah.
20 minutes for 1 point.
Well, just, you know, the
You've
the
got
point,
to wrap this up in 5 minutes.
The points are largely the same as they were. It's now, Suze has got 2.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
How many's Ethan got?
6!
So how who justice. Won the round?
There's been 1 point!
Well, no, because the maximum you can win is 4. So why is Ethan
and
got
6? And
we
skipped a round!
You skipped a round!
Yeah, but there was 4 rounds, so there's only 3, so the most he can win is 3.
I won the first one, then there was a tie, and then I got that one, so 3, right?
2-1.
It's 2 each.
2 each.
We're going to say 2 each.
What?
Does anyone else know what's happened?
But I won!
It's 3-1!
I got the dusty bin!
You obviously won!
I told you to pay attention!
Hold on, let me check. Never coming back on the show. Suze has one.
3... Right, it's 3-1 in terms of rounds.
Yeah.
That's what you meant.
Oh, my God!
We've got someone who's actually paying attention.
3-1.
Thank you for paying attention.
So, Sue.
Great game.
What I would say is, I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter who won, either. It doesn't matter.
It might matter.
Yeah. None of this. It doesn't really matter.
Anyway, 6-2.
How many is it before I rip your tongue out?
In terms of rounds?
In terms of
this
points.
This is taking away
betwings.
From my victory.
Oh, in terms of betwings, it's... Why did you offer me your microphone?
Wait.
Yeah, I think
there are like 3 different podcasts going on right now. And we just need to focus on the one. Ethan, Eli, fuck Ash. Everyone stop.
Hold on, did you just say Ethan, Eli, fuck Ash?
Yes.
Chuck it in the Randy bin.
Chuck it in,
we've got to wrap this up.
Wishbone Ash.
Don't you wrap it up, chuck it in.
How many betwings overall has Suze got?
Suze has 1 betwing.
And how many has Ethan got overall?
About 3.
Right.
Roughly.
So, this has all been leading up to this final moment. Why? Win 3 points.
Why?
Like Eli, it's time for you to explain what's happening in the grand finale.
Oh my God.
Well.
Because I'm about to have a complete massive
just
stroke.
Just stop talking for
That's
a minute
rude.
Then.
Paul's about to have a stroke. He's going to walk off.
Yay!
Yay!
No, Paul. Paul, come back. Come back.
He's back on.
Now.
My ego can't even take fake booze. I just can't.
Fake boobs.
Now.
Yeah. All yours.
Guys.
Sit down, Paul. Take
what has been missing? What essential element of Cheap Show has been missing today?
Comedy.
Biffo.
Sorry.
Good guests.
I'm not asking you.
Don't sit next to me and say good guests.
Did someone say noodles?
I said Biffo.
There's both noodles and sauce. Now, have you got the shot glasses?
Yeah.
Well, get them out, please.
I thought you were going to bring some.
Now, there is a consolation prize. Not consolation. What's it when you lose and you have to do something? Booby.
Booby.
Chuck it in the booby.
There's a booby prize. Now, we've managed to get hold of some Samyang Buldak hot chicken ramen flavour noodles. Three times spicy. But where are they, you ask? Where are they? Well, I've Kaiser Sose'd all of you. They've been here the whole time. They've been in the Jell-O flask the whole time.
He's so cross.
That's right.
It's like the Sixth Sense. I didn't know he was a ghost.
What?
Spoilers.
There are two Samyang three times spicy hot chicken ramen flavoured Buldak noodles in this flask.
Oh. But what does that mean?
Forfeit, that was the word I was looking for.
Forfeit, there we go.
That's it. I'm going to book you for next year's show.
Hold on, they're not having you back. Right. There is no way.
Now, what is it? They have to...
I'm sorry, you're on your own.
Right, you lost, so you have to... Yeah.
So I have to do it.
So
you have to have three. Was it three betwings you got?
Yeah, I got
You have to have three shot glasses of super spicy noodle.
Sue's won one round, which means she has three shots.
Well, they drew it. Officially, they drew that round.
That's true. So tell you what, two each. Fuck this.
What? Just fuck this. I've checked out.
So there was
no point in me winning if we get the same forfeit.
Mate, you know
it's almost like it's all been pointless, Ethan, isn't it?
I wish I was on pointless.
Right, so you'll be taking two shots of this each.
Why?
But like...
Is this going to come out?
Oh no, it's all gone gelatinous.
Oh, this is going to be a while.
Chuck it in!
I feel like the audience needs to see it rather than hiding it behind a dusty bin.
There's nothing in there.
He Kaiser Sose'd you again! There's nothing in there!
Stick your finger up in it.
Oh!
Put your finger up in there, waggle it round.
On reflection. That's what she said. Oh, chuck it in.
Chuck it
in. Stick your finger up in it.
Right.
So, not do this bit of the show?
Should we just sniff it and then go?
Sniff it and then go.
I want to have a sniff and then I want to go. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nice, huh?
Smells like uni.
Oh, strong.
Paul, I can't get the noodles out. You need a spoon or something.
Use the mould.
Put it in dusty bin.
This is sad.
I once great
People
podcast.
Paid good money to come and sit.
Oh, jockey din. So I'm going to politely suggest we skip this.
Let's skip it.
Because I don't want to spend 15 minutes with you smacking on the bottom of that and covering me. In
Careful fucking... you don't get that in your eye, mate. Honestly, it's very hot.
I'm sure it is.
I didn't do a test of the fluid dynamics of the noodles. Sorry, guys. It's like concrete. It's set in there.
Is the show petering out?
That's going to be a fun cleanup for you later.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Right, thanks for coming, everybody.
That was Cheap Show, then.
That's the end. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, welcome back. You're here for the end.
Hey, you're back.
Hi, mate.
He's back. Right, that was it. That was Cheap Show live at the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival 2024. I want to thank everyone who helped me arrange this show today. I want to thank all of you guys for coming out and joining us this afternoon. Suze, Ethan, thank you for playing along. Ash, Chris, scoring. And Eli, Silverman. See you later. Good night, good day, and good morning. Goodbye.